Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. I love my morning cup of coffee.
I know. It's the smell. That's what gets me up in the morning.
So, Norbert, imagine not being able to smell that or anything else. According to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, some who used a product called Zicam lost their sense of smell. The agency recommended consumers stop using Zicam immediately and asked the company not to market the nasal spray unless it applies for a formal drug approval.
Zicam is not regulated by the FDA because it's sold as a homeopathic remedy that claims to shorten the duration and severity of colds. The lesson here is, with alternative remedies, you could either be wasting your money or, worse, risking your health.
With Zicam, the active ingredient is zinc, a naturally occurring mineral generally recognized as safe. But sometimes, when sprayed into the nose, the mineral can damage receptors, reducing or eliminating the ability to smell.
Losing your sense of smell entirely is called anosmia. It can be caused by smoking, certain medications and diseases, the inhalation of some chemicals, obstructions, as well as trauma.
Without a sense of smell, eating and drinking lose their power and fun. Tastes lose their complexity so that coffee may end up being bitter-tasting water. Plus, you lose the valuable environmental cues such as the smell of spoiled milk or smoke to warn you of a fire.
Treatments vary depending upon the cause. For example, surgery can cure those with obstructions such as polyps or deviated septums. One clinical trial involves using retinoic acid to stimulate the regrowth of the olfactory nerves.
As for Zicam, the FDA recommends consumers who have used Zicam to contact their physician if they've lost their sense of smell and to contact the agency.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.